It's a bright sort of overcast early Wednesday afternoon, and a small group of Wrangell Middle School students sit around an octagonal wooden table eating lunch. Across the courtyard, there's a student playing basketball with a mask on, but it's the only mask in sight.
It feels weird, honestly, but it's good.
That's sixth grader Peter Hauser.
It feels like I have more freedom of what I'm doing.
His classmate, Kaylin McCutcheon, agrees.
Very, very happy. Masks were so annoying because, we have 15 minutes of movement during school and we had to wear them still, and I would be, playing in the gym and my face would be all sweaty and just not good.
McCutcheon says there are still people wearing masks around school, but the majority of her peers and teachers no longer are.
I feel like a lot of people are very excited about it and hope that they stay gone, but some people think, I need to stay protected, so they're going to keep them on. Oh yeah, I play the flute, so I don't have to cover my instrument, and I can see my fingers, really nice.
Sixth grader Susan Neff is also an orchestra student. She plays trumpet, and not having to mask?
Way better.
Neff, McCutcheon, and Hauser were all among the more than half of Wrangell's student population that signed a petition asking for mask wearing to become optional at Wrangell's schools.
Because I was like, I'm done with the mask. I spent fifth grade with masks. I spent two corners of fourth grade, or was it one?
Three quarters.
I remember.
Quarters.
And I was just tired of it. You had a run, but no more.
Here's secondary school top administrator Bob Davis.
Just all the smiles we're seeing. It's been a long time coming. And, kids walking in today smiling and then reaching for a mask and realize that they don't have to. That's awesome.
It's not universal, Davis says. He says there are still staff members and students choosing to mask up. He estimated about 10% do, but it was hard to find anyone wearing a mask during a Wednesday visit to campus.
For some of them, they're wearing it to protect other people. We had several students that say, one of our more elderly, employees, they said they're in her room, they're going to wear masks to help protect her. And this is coming from the students, not from the teachers. And we see a number of cases like that. So that we have kids that are wearing the masks and they're getting support from the other students. And I think it shows a lot about our kids.
Throughout the pandemic, Davis has repeatedly shared concerns about the mental and emotional toll of the pandemic on the district's students. He says masking made medical sense to slow the spread of coronavirus.
But there was always a cost and not being able to see smiles, the miscommunication that occurs without seeing, facial expressions. I think a lot of kids, I think particularly middle school age kids, their interpretation of a lot of communication is facial expressions. And so I think in time we're going to start seeing, less behavior issues, et cetera, because of not having masks. And I think that's good.
Over at Evergreen Elementary School, students are similarly buzzy about masks being optional.
Me and my friends like to make jokes a lot. And so when you could see their smile and you could see that they're laughing, because it's good to see people's smiles again.
Charlie Nelson was one of a group of fifth graders who lobbied for masking to become optional at the schools. Nelson and classmate Claire Carney helped organize small protests, a walkout, and even enlisted the help of a school administrator to conduct a survey of third through fifth graders.
Then she talked to the superintendent about it, and I guess we couldn't do yes or no surveys, and so we changed it to a little fill-out sheet.
Like a full-on survey thing, and we got it for the fifth through third, and the majority of the people wanted optional masking.
Yeah.
Even after advocating for optional masking, Nelson and Carney say it's surreal.
We got so used to it because it's been so long that after we're done eating and we're about to stand up and go wash our hands or something, we try to reach for our mask or pull it up off our face, but it wasn't there.
We, all of us were, checking our pockets before we went inside. And, after music, we were all trying to, find our masks after playing our instruments and stuff like that.
Jen Miller-Yancey, the lead teacher for the elementary school who helped with the survey, says it's been a smooth transition, but the energy of the school hasn't shifted too much.
Plus, we talked a lot about respect because we knew that some would still choose to mask, even though it was now optional. And, honestly, I checked with the teachers again today, and it's been fine. There's been no issues at all. Some are choosing to wear them. Most are choosing not to, and it's been going really well.
She said she didn't have a solid estimate for how many were and weren't masking, but added that it can shift throughout the day, even for her.
If I'm working closely with a student, I still mask up. I want to make sure that I'm protecting everybody that I'm working with in case I had it. So, you know, when I'm in a meeting and it was just a few people in the meeting and we were all spread out, I didn't mask. And, you know, people are choosing not only to wear it or not, but when they are in the building.
Throughout the district, COVID prevention measures other than masking, like sanitizing surfaces, maintaining distance where possible, and screening for symptoms are still in place. Optional masking depends on continued low case counts and low risk levels for the community.
Definitely is a huge turning point here, and I just hope that we can keep our mitigation the same for the rest of the school year. It'd be a real gift.
Wrangell School Board will continue to monitor the COVID prevention plan. The next meeting is scheduled for March 21st. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.